Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back and thank you for tuning in from Broken to Blissful. This is a podcast that I want to share with you. I spoke briefly on my last episode in regards to a retreat I went on recently. And I'd really like to share what I got out of that experience. It's kind of a bit of a episode to try to lift you up. Try to get yourself thinking about any self-sabotage you might do to yourself or any way that you might think negatively to change it into positivity. And just try to focus on you and your inner voice. I just want to really reflect with you on you and if you've got any self-doubt or, you know, you're feeling a bit low or unhappy at the moment, just remember that your life is your reason to be here and you are special and unique and nobody else is like you. So I guess just take on what I'm about to go through and listen to anything that might resonate with you. We worked on a few workshops while I was away. Some of them were more powerful than others for myself, but ones that weren't so much powerful for me was probably powerful for the person sitting next to me, so to speak. So everybody dealt with it in their own way. The first workshop that we did, we worked on belief systems, things that you believe in yourself that are either right or wrong or true or false, and beliefs that are that about you, but that they are based on what you tell yourself or what someone else has like passed on to you or made you believe, you know, that you are too fat or you are too skinny or you are not good enough. Other belief systems, you know, you don't believe in God or you do believe in God. God is real. Any belief system that you believe is true or false in the world, you know, that is a belief system that you carry around. Any belief systems that you have about yourself, just think about it. Do you have any belief systems for yourself? Do you believe something about yourself? And where did that belief system come from? You know, was it from someone else? Was it from a teacher at school? Was it from your parents? Was it from your best friend? Was it an ex-partner? Think about that belief system and if it really is true and if you really do believe it. I found that really hard to think of belief systems that I had. They were probably mostly to do with myself. And I could quickly think about it and change it around. For example, a belief system, I wasn't good enough in my marriage. And I quickly kind of, as soon as I thought it in my head, I quickly turned it around and went, that's ridiculous. Of course you were. So I don't have really strong belief systems, I guess. And in relation to kind of religion or racism or you know, sexuality or anything like that, I'm very open-minded and but I know a lot of people are. But probably just listen to yourself more and maybe be more mindful of your inner voice and change any negative self-belief to a positive one, especially if it's a self-belief about yourself. And just instead of saying you're not good enough, you are good enough, you know. You are too fat. You know what? Maybe I'm a bit overweight. I might go and do something about it. I'll change my eating habits or, you know, live more of an active lifestyle. So just kind of change it so it's more of a positive way of looking at it. Because fears and anger can be linked to your belief systems. So this is something I got out of the workshop. So fear and anger has the same response system and we act in the same way. You know, that fight or flight mode. So in saying that, they can, you know, you can both come out of it, because there's some kind of, like, when you have fear or anger, it's like there's a, you feel ashamed or you feel bad for having them feelings, but it's completely normal to feel them feelings. But I know that, you know, they stem from belief systems. So just be really mindful in what you're thinking and what your belief systems are, and really think about them and try to just write a few down and try to do some work on that. One saying I really loved that was said in this workshop that I really thought about and I thought was really powerful. Anger is like you drinking poison but expecting the other person to die. How true is that? Anger is like you drinking the poison but expecting the other person to die. I think that is so powerful. And when you really think about it, when you're angry at someone and you can't change it, you're holding on to it. Like, you've got that anger manifested inside you. It's not doing well for you. It's just like drinking a big cup of poison, but you're constantly wanting the other person to feel the hurt. Like, it's not going to happen. So you probably, instead of manifesting that anger, think of a healthy way to release that anger. You know, that, again, I keep talking about it, but, you know, that can come out in a morning walk or at the gym or a boxing class or something like that. The workshop was the next one that I found most powerful was a self-acceptance and forgiveness workshop. During this, we spoke of how our belief systems can make us have lack of self-acceptance. But in order to accept ourselves, forgiveness is the key. So before we can move forward, we must forgive those who have hurt us. Now, that is really hard for some of us. It took a lot of me digging deep, and it was very powerful. I remember laying on my yoga mat and just having tears running down my cheeks. And I was doing the activity. There was a chant and we had to vision someone. It was really difficult. I was just crying. Not aggressively or loud or anything like that. I just had tears rolling down my cheeks, realizing that I had not given myself enough time to grieve. That's the self-acceptance part. And how much hurt I was still carrying around inside me, like I physically felt pain. So, yeah, I chanted the chant and I pictured his face and I had just tears pouring down my face. It was really powerful. The next one was a self-worth workshop. I believe I have been working a lot on my self-worth. And I believe that I talk a lot about this to my clients, not the word self-worth, but self-care. So I actually surprised myself on this one, how much I was already doing work in this area without even realizing it. So I was actually really quite happy and surprised with that one, going, oh, I actually do kind of listen to my body now. And I actually do, I was on the retreat. So obviously, like, knowing what I need and what I need to do for myself. So yeah, that really surprised me that I had been following steps to already do work on my self-worth. But if you, however, are not doing so well in that area, just know that self-esteem is how you think others see you, but self-worth is how you see yourself. Your self-worth is not determined by how you look. You got to find love in what we do, not how we look. If that makes sense. So you, again, listen and be mindful of your inner voice and notice any negative talk. You have to build your self-esteem. So don't compare to others, whether it be in real life or social media. Delete accounts if they make you unhappy, if they make you feel, you don't feel nice when you're looking at it. But just don't compare, don't compete. Practice self-care, which I just spoke about. If you're feeling off, think what you need to feel better. Do you need to go for a weekly massage, a monthly massage? Are you feeling crap about your skin? Do you need to get a facial? Do you need to put time into, going to the gym, doing yoga, breathing, meditation, sitting by the ocean? If you've got a busy day or a busy lifestyle, is there any time in the day that you can just sit? Can you just sit? And or when the kids go to bed overnight, can you read? All of this stuff is a practicing self-care. Just taking time out, like really just tuning out, listening to what you need. Everyone's different. So I just rattle off things that might resonate with you and hopefully you pick up something. Read positive books, listen to podcasts, things like that. The last workshop was about self-love. So again, that kind of comes under the self-worth and self-care. But really, it is quite powerful. And self-love is loving yourself, obviously, and valuing yourself. I know I lost respect and value for myself a little bit there. But no one will ever make you happy and feel loved unless you create the space for it inside by practicing self-love. So it's really an inside job. You have to do that before somebody else is going to be able to get in that space. It's really up to you. So I hope by listening to that, I just wanted to share what I got out of, the workshops that we did at the retreat. Try to go back, listen to the podcast again, get a note, a pen and paper, and make notes. And if there's anything that resonates with you or anything that you need to work on, go and do it. And I might actually put in my description. I actually got shared today when I was already thinking of doing this. It's bizarre and it's the universe speaking to me. But I got shared a link to a Facebook video, Kate Trevelyan, and she is talking about self-love. I'll share that in my description if you click on that, and that might help you as well. So just to finishing up, I just want you to try to practice self-love, self-care, do something for yourself, please, one thing a week at least. And go out and get some positive books, subscribe to some positive podcast channels, go to a yoga class, meditation, or just go sit by the ocean, read a book, anything like that. Listen to your inner voice and try to turn it around. Try and be more positive. Try and practice, gratitude of a morning. Wake up and think about what you're grateful for. That is so beautiful. And it's so, roll over and instead of looking at your phone, grab something, a book, and write in it at least, start off small, one or two, things that you're grateful for, okay? And it might start off, your children. It might start off, your parents or your sister or your brother. But really think about each time you try not to double up. So each day when you're rolling over, one thing might turn into two, turn into three, and it might turn into the food you eat or the job that you're going to or you know, this holiday that you're going on or something that you're grateful for, and just really try to dig deep and think about what is making you happy for that day when you wake up, what's putting a smile on your face. All right, guys, I'll leave it here. Head over and I'll put the link into the description, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. Please keep smiling, be blissful, and stay beautiful. Mwah!